Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Robert sent me a story from carandriver.com, and I talked about this briefly a little while back, but you know, during the coronavirus situation, a lot of dealerships are closed or have limited operations. And so a lot of people have had to put off, you know, car buying and so on. But the real question is, what happens if you get to the end of your lease? And your lease says, when your lease runs out, return it back to the leasing dealer. And many people forget that although you have a lease with a manufacturer's finance arm, it seems, if you look at the paperwork, you know, you go to a Ford dealership to lease a Ford, then it's going to be Ford Credit. That's actually who you send your money to. If you look at the original paperwork, though, quite often in most states, it's you lease it from the dealer and the dealership assigns the lease to Ford Credit. So the point is that they are who you got the lease through, and the lease says you can return it to them. So a lot of people have pointed out that during these times, if you call up the dealership and say, hey, my lease is over, they go, too bad. Contact us when everything's open back up again. And then you say, well, I don't want to keep paying for it. And they go, well, you better keep paying for it or we're going to, you know, ding your credit or possibly repossess the vehicle and then ding your credit. And so this is a problem because the lease says they must take it back. And as Car and Driver's Colin Beersford points out, automakers must take back returned lease vehicles. This is according to the Attorney General, the state attorneys general from several states. So 11 different states' AGs have gotten together, as well as the AG of Puerto Rico, and signed a letter and then sent it to automakers reminding them that their dealerships are legally responsible to take lease returns even in a pandemic. A letter written by California Attorney General Xavier Becerra, signed by 11 other attorneys general, has reminded automakers of their legal obligations to take back leased vehicles returned at the end of the lease's term. The AGs asked the automakers, affiliated dealers, and lending arms to have systems in place through the duration of the pandemic to take back leased vehicles when customers return them. The letter is in response to reports that people were not being allowed to give back vehicles during these times. And I've had people say, what do I do? And, you know, you could drive the vehicle to the lot, drop the keys off, and walk away from it. But the problem, of course, is they're going to say, hey, someone abandoned a car on our lot. And I've had people say, Steve, that's hyperbole. They would never do that. Congratulations for knowing a big word like hyperbole, but not understanding how car dealers operate. Because that happens. I've had clients tell me that's what happened to them. I've had clients bring their vehicle in for service. The dealership couldn't fix their car and had it towed rather than calling my client up and going, hey, come get your car. So don't tell me how dealers behave. Automakers have been granting customers lease extensions so they wouldn't have to bring their lease vehicles back. But of course, not everyone wants an extension. As the AG of California notes, several media reports found that lease holders who wanted to return their vehicles weren't able to. Either the dealers wouldn't accept them, or they would pressure leaseholders to extend the lease when they didn't want to do so. I've had several people tell me that they were told when they called, we can only deal with you if we can put you in another car. And when you say that's blackmail, they say no. See, because our lot is full, and to make room for your car, we've got to move another car off. Which sounds like a personal problem to me. But this in turn led to customers holding on to leases for longer than they anticipated and being forced to continue paying for a lease they should no longer possess. The first report on the issue was USA Today in mid-April, in a story in which 10 leaseholders either couldn't or had difficulty returning their lease vehicles. The other attorneys general signing onto the letter included Connecticut, Iowa, Minnesota, Nevada, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Virginia. Puerto Rico also signed the letter. Individual letters were then submitted to Fiat Chrysler, Ford, General Motors, Honda, Hyundai, Mazda, Nissan, Subaru, Toyota, and Volkswagen. Attorney General Becerra said, families are facing a once-in-a-generation economic crisis as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. There's no reason for automakers or their dealers to push individuals further into financial despair through unlawful and predatory leasing practices. Consumers must be able to return their leased vehicles. The letter specifically called for dealerships to take several steps, including examining lease end procedures to ensure they comply with the lease agreement and the law, provide customers with lease pickups or other safe alternatives at the end of the lease term, provide a clear point of contact for the customers at the end of a lease, and help and refund those who have been hurt by dealers not accepting leases. And what you should probably take away from this, because I'm the attorney in this conversation, unless you're one too, congratulations and welcome. People have asked me before, and they say, Steve, how much litigation are we going to see when this all ends. And people have been talking about the coronavirus lawsuits, the lawsuits that specifically address the coronavirus. In other words, people are going to say, I got it because someone else's negligence. I want to sue them. People are going to say, my relative died because of someone else's negligence who allowed them to get it. I want to sue them. And you're going to see a lot of those. You just, you know, I won't file any, but you're going to see a lot of those. But you're going to see a lot of these secondary and tertiary lawsuits where it's not necessarily anything to do with coronavirus directly, but that's the excuse being used by somebody to behave illegally. So if a car dealership says you cannot return your lease at the end of this lease, they are breaching the lease. They are. Or they're you know, acting as an agent for the finance company, and then they're breaching the lease on their behalf. Doesn't matter. Point is, that's a no-brainer. I mean, that's a slam dunk. It's a question of what your damages are. It's going to vary from state to state. But that would be a very easy lawsuit to win. And I think a lot of companies out there, a lot of dealerships and a lot of different businesses out there, are kind of thinking that they're going to get a pass because of the coronavirus. They think, well, you know, everybody was under this emergency situation. We can always go into court and say, look, judge, it was an emergency. What can I tell you? You know, it was an emergency. You know, that's not going to fly. Especially not after the attorney general of your state or 11 states and using similar thinking that would work in your state. But AG is coming out and saying there's no excuse not to take these back. You have to take them back. That's what the law says. So it's going to be kind of hard to say, well, yeah, it's an emergency. Didn't the attorney general tell you that you had to take these back? Didn't the contract that you drafted and had the client sign say you have to take it back? What part of this aren't we connecting on? You know, so there's been a lot of short-sighted actions here, I think, by a lot of people. But will there be lawsuits in this? Probably. In fact, I suspect that somebody's right now drafting a class action lawsuit. Most courts around the country are closed right now, but they're closed for general purposes. It's still possible to file lawsuits in some places. But the second the courts open back up and say, you know, they pull the curtain so the curtain flings up and the clerk flips the sign around, says open, and slides the thing across, and he's got the green visor on. He goes, can I help you? And there's a line of people there ready to take advantage of the recently reopened courtroom. You are going to see a line, figuratively, because it's going to be done online, but figuratively, a line of people with stacks and stacks of lawsuits to file. And many of these would be the lawsuits that simply would have gotten filed last month if the court had been open. Somebody got bitten by a dog. Somebody slipped and fell. Somebody got hit by a car. Two cars collided with each other, and the drivers blamed the other. These things happen in our society, whether we have courts or not. And so there's going to be a figurative line of cases being filed. And you're going to see a bunch of them in there, like I said, that directly invoke the coronavirus. But you're going to see a bunch of other ones that directly invoke the side effects of things that happen in businesses because of the shutdown, because of the different measures in place. And so I think the only argument that these dealerships had just got shot down. So I wouldn't be surprised if other states don't simply follow suit. It's really, really easy to read the letter that the AGs wrote and signed and go, hey, that applies here. Just cross out, you know, California Civil Code and write in Michigan compiled laws and just change a couple numbers and it applies here too. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. But yeah, the dealerships have been refusing to accept leases. Should start accepting them now. So carandriver.com, Colin Beersford wrote the article. Robert passed it along to me. Thank you very much. Questions and comments, as always, put them below. And for those of you who don't realize it, at the end of every video, I pause for a moment. I stand up so you can clearly see my shirt. It's important today. Please, clearly see the shirt. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong.